Turn your Bibles to Exodus chapter 14 and verse 3. It reads like this, "For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in." Pharaoh was thinking, "We've got them trapped. They have nowhere to go, no one to turn to. They're at my mercy. I can do as I please to them and with them." Pharaoh was the enemy of God's people, and the spirit of Pharaoh still is the enemy of God's people. Pharaoh is thinking much like the devil is thinking when he sees one of God's children in the wilderness or in the desert or in a valley. He thinks they are shut in. I can do what I will. They're at my mercy. But let me tell you, we serve a God that's not only the God of the mountain, but He is the God of the valley. He is the God of the wilderness, of the desert. God knows where you're at. I recall the story of Hagar. You remember Hagar. She was the concubine of Abraham. Abraham sent her away with nothing more than a lunch, with some bread and a bottle of water. She went out wandering in the desert, and when the water ran out, she was thirsty. She thought for sure that she and her son Ishmael would certainly die. She said, "I don't want to see him die." So she set him under a bush in the shade, no doubt. And she walked over about 100 yards and sat down and wept. And she says, "Don't let me see my son die." But it was in this dire circumstance that God found her. He found her in the wilderness, and He spoke to her. He opened her eyes, and she saw a well in the wilderness. God can open your eyes in the wilderness that you're going through, in the valley that you're going through, in the place where the devil thinks your resources has been cut off and you are shut in and he is at will to do what he wants to. God can show you a spring of living water. He can open your eyes. And then I read in Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 7, God said to his people, "The Lord your God has blessed you in all of the works of your hand. He knows you walking through this great wilderness." I like that. This scripture called it a great wilderness. You also may have named it the same. You're going through a great wilderness, a dry place, as it were. Many of us talk of going through those dry times spiritually. Well, let me tell you, God knows you're walking through these dry times. He is there to supply you. Deuteronomy 32 and 10 tells me he found him in a desert land, in the waste howling wilderness. He kept him as the apple of his eye. In Isaiah 43 and 19, God says, "I will do a new thing. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Isaiah 48 and 21 says, "He led them through the desert. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them." God is a miracle working God. I don't know where you're at, but God does. I can't help you today, but God can. Let His word speak to you. Let Him do a work in your life. The psalmist David found himself in the wilderness of Judah. Psalm 63 records his words. David said, O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. But David wasn't calling on God for water. He said, I rise up early to see your power and your glory as I have seen it in the sanctuary. David is saying, in this desert, in this deserted place where there is no water, I want to see your power and your glory just as I saw it in the sanctuary. In your desert, in your valley, in your wilderness, you can experience the glory of God just as well as you do, just as you have seen it displayed in the church house. The church is not the only place that God shows His power and His glory. It was in the wilderness up on top of the mountain when Moses said, God, show me your glory. My friend, it matters not whether you're in a wilderness, a desert, or a valley. God can show you His glory. God can do a work in your situation just like you see Him doing in the church. We all gather to the church and we pray, Lord, do a work in this house today. Let us see your glory here tonight. My friend, right there in your wilderness, in your desert, in your valley, pray the same prayer. Say, oh God, let me feel your delivering hand. God will show up in the desert. God will show up in your valley. David says, I will fear no evil, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Well, I'm going to end the lesson right here. But before I step away from the microphone, I'm going to play a song that wraps up everything I have said. It's being sung by the McCaneys. It's a song that you can hum all week long as you go through your day. Listen and let it bless you.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley when things go wrong. But the talk comes so easy when life's
at its best, but it's down in the valley of trials and temptation. That's when faith is really put to the test.
For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. The God of the day is still God.